I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. She famously said, "The days one works are the best days." But on those days, just what did Georgia O'Keeffe do? How did those iconic flowers and skulls and landscapes and skies take shape? A new exhibit, O'Keeffe in Process, is on display at the New Mexico Museum of Art in Santa Fe. The curator for the exhibit is Carmen Vendelin. Carmen, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, how do we know about Georgia O'Keeffe's process? What are our sources?
Well, some things we can tell just from looking at the art. And also, you know, the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum got her estate. So they have materials like, for instance, her brushes. So we know that she trimmed them. And we know that even though there's accounts by other people in her life who saw her work, for example, a niece of her husband, Alfred Stieglitz, saw her painting and said that she tended to just work straight from the tubes and not mix her paints. But the museum, the George O'Keeffe Museum again, has a collection of her color tests that she made. So we know that she did experiment with getting different amounts of translucent qualities rather than always working straight from the tube. So there's things like that that we can glean from the materials themselves.
You are using quite a few of Georgia O'Keeffe's paintings, 36. How do you use the paintings to tell the story of her working technique?
Starting from looking at what was in the collection at the New Mexico Museum of Art, and then going to the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum and finding paintings that could correspond with paintings in our collection, and then building on that. And then once I had picked out a body of work, I started thinking more about what it was I was seeing. And there were certain motifs that reoccur in her work. And some of it's not necessarily what you associate with her. You know, like I think we all think of her working with the animal pelvis bones out in New Mexico. But then I realized that that shape was something that had entered her artwork almost from the beginning. And there was this great quotation from her about how as a child, she liked to eat around the raisins and the cookies and around the donut holes. And that she thinks that was on her mind when she originally saw the pelvis bones when she got to New Mexico. You'll also see in the show a number of works that have a V shape. So there are a few shapes that just resonate with her. And that's one of the ways that we connect her, you know, as a modernist as well, is that modernists tend to be focused on elements in art, so things like color, line, form. So it's interesting to see those things that kind of repeat themselves throughout her career.
In other words, the exhibit is as much about her process of choosing subjects as it is about the actual technical working process.
Yes, about how she composed as well, how she frames her work. This was an opportunity for us to put out all of the artwork we own by O'Keeffe. And so two of those happen to be early portraits of family members from 1905 when she was a teenager and a student at the Art Institute of Chicago. Having those up was sort of an excuse to include a couple portraits in the collection of the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum that are from the 1940s and really technically proficient, just beautiful drawings. They're super realistic, but also have a little bit of a cubist feel to them. And I think that will surprise people. Some people think that artists who work in a more abstract vein are not good draftspeople, and I think this will prove to them that, yes, she's a really good draftsperson. A lot of her early work was drawings, watercolors. She actually did, they're not represented in the show, but she did a lot of early portraits that were very abstract, that people wouldn't necessarily recognize as being portraits.
So, are there actually preparatory drawings and preparatory paintings for some of the works?
Yes, yeah, I included some of that. What's really interesting to me is I had initially thought I'll include a lot of preparatory material. This will be great. And then when I was looking, she usually just does these really simple line drawings, these schematics of how she's going to set her composition. You don't see eraser marks. You don't see her working it out on paper. Like, she knows in her head what she wants to do. So she's got this simple line drawing, and then she does a painting, and it's the exact same composition. And, you know, you just see that she doesn't spend a whole lot of time playing around on her paper or her canvas. Like, she already knows in her mind what she wants to do. She puts her paint down in a really exact way and doesn't work it very much on the surface. So she just had that ability.
Of course, we know that nature was a big inspiration for her work. Uh-huh. She did work outside.
Yes. And again, Alfred Stieglitz's niece observed her. She usually didn't have people observing her when she worked, so it was kind of unusual that Stieglitz's niece got to go out on site and work with her and did see her doing some work on site. But she said that O'Keefe did tend to work more in the studio based on the sketches that she would do outdoors, which is interesting because that suggests that she was making notes to herself about what colors she would use, but then she was maybe actually applying them more in a studio setting. One of her favorite locations is called the Black Place, and the painting that opens the show is of the Black Place, and that was about 150 miles, I believe, from Ghost Ranch. So she definitely, they drove out there, they would camp overnight. We think of her as this iconic loner, but she had staff, so she generally had some assistants with her, helping her, maybe making her food.
As you were researching this show, Carmen, what surprised you about what you discovered about Georgia O'Keeffe's techniques?
We think of her as the iconic woman in the desert, this intrepid sort of explorer. But then you also see these photos of her kind of clowning around. And you get that, too, when you read her words, that she did have a sense of humor. I found her to be a lot more fun as I got to know her through her work and her words. And so it made her a lot more human, I think, and a lot more interesting.
What story do you think the exhibit tells to people who will come and walk through it?
You know, I think my big point is really that most of us, at least, recognize the work of George O'Keeffe, that there is something really recognizable about it. So I was hoping to tease out some of the aspects of what is so recognizable about her work. So I've paired work in such a way that the comparisons make these things more evident, like using a tree branch as a model for the shape of a river, for example. So for her, it's the shape that's important. It's not like rivers are one thing and tree branches are another thing. To her, the shapes and the lines are what is really important. There's another famous quotation of hers about how she thinks it's really important to have the objective and non-objective together in art. So abstraction and realism, that everything needs to be observed, but then you also need to use your imagination to create your artwork. And there were a couple of paintings that she made from her imagination. I borrowed one of those from the O'Keeffe Museum to see that in comparison to her other work, because there's this really stiff static quality to it. It's much more stylized, and you can really see the difference between that artwork and the way that she approached the observed New Mexico desert in comparison.
This exhibit is part of a Santa Fe-wide collaboration this fall, which is celebrating the modernist art movement. It's called The Fall of Modernism. What role, Carmen, does George O'Keeffe play in that movement?
Well, she's an important modernist. What you can say about her is typical of what you could say about other New Mexico modernists, in that there's this argument of how much of it is abstraction versus how much of it is really what everything looks like here, you know, because we've got these kind of geometric looking adobe structures and the sort of simplified shapes and colors that you see. And, you know, she fits perfectly into that context. Then I'll also add that we're also going to have another exhibition called An American Modernism. So there's going to be lots of modernist work on view at both museums.
For those of us maybe who are not that familiar with art terms, what briefly do you mean when you say modernist?
We're looking at a period, it starts in Europe in the late 19th century. For our American Modernism show, the focus is on the 20s and 30s, and that's really when it's big in this country. And in art, it becomes this focus on the materiality of the canvas, the fact that it's two-dimensional instead of having that Renaissance tradition of trying to create a three-dimensional world on the canvas. Instead, there's that concentration on the flatness of the surface, on color as color, line as line, form as form. Then also, as the show An American Modernism will demonstrate, it's very much of its time and what's going on in the world. So our idea of progress, of all of these changes that were happening, all of these developments of things like radio and TV and airplanes. And at the same time, in the United States specifically, artists want to define what is American about American art, so real American subject matter. So in that, you get an interest in our specific landscapes, and especially the landscapes of the West, because nothing in Europe looks like the way our landscapes look out here. So that becomes really specific to telling the story of American art, and so modernists end up doing a lot of landscape, in part for that reason. Also looking at what is American about traditional culture, so you get aspects of Native American and of Hispanic culture that they found here. The same artist will do things that are very much what we would call modern in terms of the latest, newest thing, and then things that are very traditional and timeless also.
Carmen Vendelin is the curator for O'Keeffe in Process, an exhibit that tells the story of Georgia O'Keeffe's working technique. It's on view through the beginning of the new year at the New Mexico Museum of Art in Santa Fe. Visit nmartmuseum.org. Carmen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.